Hello, this is Jill Wigmore Welsh, and I'm just recording another short download for you from the Feldenkrais Download Project. This is another one that you can do in the office, and it's designed to assist you with your neck and shoulders. If you're sitting at a desk or a chair, I suggest you just push the chair away from the desk, just move yourself back. You can leave your feet resting on the floor. And actually, just sit yourself comfortably on the chair. You need to be on a chair with arms, but most people who work have a chair with arms. And as you're sitting there, allow your arms just to come and rest on the arms of the chair. That's right. So just lift them up and rest them there on the arms of the chair. You've probably got your elbows a little bit supported and your hands resting. And if you've done any of the lessons before, you'll know that sometimes it's quite useful to draw attention to your body. Just allow yourself just to close your eyes maybe and forget about what's going on in the rest of the office. Leave it all behind. And going inside your body, begin to start to sense and notice the way that you've chosen to rest your hands on the arm of the chair. So, are you resting with your arms, palm pointing right down? Are you resting with them pointing up? A length along the side, like the little finger resting along the arms of the chair. Just notice how you're resting them, and then allow your arms to turn so that your palms are actually facing down. And as you're resting in this position, I want you just to be beginning to start to slowly slide your right arm forward. It's as if you're just reaching the hand forward, perhaps towards the desk, just moving about maybe 10 centimeters maximum, just sliding the arm, sliding the hand forward and back, and just notice what's happening with your breathing as you do this movement. So just repeat that a few times, just sliding a little bit forwards, a little bit backwards, noticing how comfortable it feels to be resting on the arm of the chair like this. That's it, just keep sliding forwards and backwards. And then just let that go. Let the arm just rest there. Allow yourself to think about the muscles at the top of the shoulder, the ones at the base of the neck. As you've got your eyes closed at the moment, you can just notice if your head is in a fairly straight configuration with the rest of your spine, or whether you're sitting a little bit rounded and hunched forward. And now just come over to the left hand resting on the arm of the chair. And again, bring to start sliding this hand forwards and backwards. So again, this hand moves about 10 centimeters, just forwards and backwards. That's it. So just a few repetitions there and then letting it go, letting your arms relax. And then, as you begin to start to think of sliding, I want you to slide both hands forward and backward at the same time. So, just a very small movement of sliding the arms along, resting all of the weight onto the armrest. Notice if there's any softening of your chest, whether there's any relaxing, or whether you're holding your chest quite firmly. And notice if the arms are coming back to be level with your body or whether your elbows are quite a long way in front of you. So just repeating the slow movement forwards and backwards a few times. And then just stop. Let that go. And just notice how you feel now. Notice what it's like just to sit in the chair here, not doing anything, just thinking about your body for a few moments, giving yourself some time just to feel inside your body and let everything else go. And take a couple of nice deep breaths in, so right in. And hold it and then breathe out. That's And then do another one. Another breath in. And hold it. And then breathe right out. That's it. So now you're feeling nice. Nicely relaxed, calm. As you come back to this idea of sliding, I'd like you to slide one hand forward, so the right hand sliding forward, and slide the left one back. And then the opposite way, so that the left hand is sliding forward and the right one is coming back. So one hand goes forward, and the other hand goes back. That's it, nice and slowly. And then change over. And what I'd like you to do is just to watch that right hand as you slide it forwards and backwards. So just turn your head. Just watch that right hand as you slide the right hand back. You slide it forwards. Just watching so your eyes are staying focused on the hands. Your head is turning with the movement. Notice what's going on in your rib cage. Is there any movement taking place in your rib cage? As you slide this hand forwards and then backwards, and the opposite hand in the opposite direction, your head is just turned a little to look to your right hand. And as your right hand slides back and then slides forward, you keep watching the right hand. That's it. And then let that go. Just allow everything to be soft again. Once more, just bring your attention back to that breathing and allow yourself just to take another nice deep breath in. That's it, right in. That's it, right in. And hold it on the top there. And then right out. That's it. And then just do that one more time. Take a breath in, right in. Hold it at the top there. And then let it all go out. That's right. Allow yourself just a moment of calm. And now, this time, back to your hand sliding. So the left hand is sliding backwards and the right hand sliding forwards. And you're watching your left hand this time. So just a small movement. Left hand goes back and the right hand goes forward. And then the right hand goes back and the left hand goes forward. That's right. And just notice what's going on in your rib cage and invite your rib cage to join in. Allow your breathing to be nice and soft and gentle. Imagine your ribs are softening and softening, so as your right hand is coming forward and your left hand is going back, and your head is just watching. You can notice how, as your left hand goes back, there's something. Your left hand goes back, and you watch that left hand going back. Your head is turning to the left. Something about it is helping your right shoulder to come forward. So, something about the head turning is helping this twisting and arms moving. That's it. That's good. And then just allow yourself, as you're doing this, just to shift your gaze so this is your right hand starts to go back. You turn your head to look at the right hand going back. And then as your right hand comes forward, as your hand comes forward, you turn your head to look at the left hand going back. And you watch the left hand complete that movement as the right hand carries on forward. So your left hand goes forward and you look through the middle, glance across to your right hand, watch it go back, then slide that right hand forward. Eyes glance across the middle to look at your left hand as your left hand goes back. So just small movements like this. Breathing nice and slow and relaxed. Okay, so your hands are sliding. That's it. Forwards and backwards. And just let that go. Again, come back to having a few minutes rest or a few moments rest. Allow yourself just to take another nice deep breath in. Right in and hold it there and right out. That's it, right out. And just one more time, take a nice deep breath in. Right in, that's it, and hold it. And then right out. Good. Right out and allow everything to relax and rest. That's it. And as your arms are still continuing to rest on the arms of the chair here, I want you just to begin to start to roll both your hands up and roll your hands down. So you're turning your palms up towards the ceiling and then back down onto the arms of the chair again. So they're rolling up, palms facing the ceiling. That's it, and then roll them down. Good. So you can feel them rolling at the elbows and then rolling down. And then just with your right hand, want you to go back to that idea of just sliding the hand forwards and backwards. But this time, as you slide forward, I want you to turn the hand up. And as you slide back, I want you to turn it down. That's it. So slide the hand forwards and turn your hand palm up. And slide back and turn your hand down. That's it. Notice what it feels like to do this. That's it. So as you slide forward, your hand turns up. And as you slide back, your hand turns down. And repeat that a few times and then let it go. Let the weight of your right arm rest nice and evenly on that armrest. Notice the softening of your fingers as you're doing this movement of just allowing the hands to be easy on the arm of the chair. And then come across to your left hand. Sliding forwards and backwards. As you slide forwards, you turn the hand up. That's it. And as you slide back, you turn it down. So turning the hand up. And then down. Slide forward and turn up. And slide back and turn down. So notice what's happening in your elbow, in your shoulders. Is there any softening of your rib cage? Now imagine that that same movement is taking place with both hands. Just, you can do it if you want to, or you can do it in your imagination. Just sliding both hands forwards, turning up at the same time, and then back. And now imagining that the movement is coming from between your shoulder blades. So this time, Something is going on between your shoulder blades that helps you just to soften and curl in a little bit around your center to enable your hands to come forward. That's it. So as your hands come forward, they turn up. And as they come back, they turn down. And just do that a few times. Maybe as you slide your hands back on the chair, you'd like to take a breath in. And then as you slide forward, you breathe out and feel your chest softening. And as you slide your elbows back, you breathe in. And as you slide forward, you breathe out. That's right. So it's a nice softening and opening taking place. And just carry on and do that a couple more times in your own time. And just allow yourself to let your hands come back to rest on the arms of the chair. Nice and easy. And notice how they rest now. Do they rest up? Do they rest down? Just notice your breathing. Allow yourself just to take a few seconds to go inside yourself again and really just notice how settled your breathing is after doing this short process. And you can allow yourself now just to be beginning to start to think about getting back on with your day. We're bringing the end of the lesson now, and I look forward to bringing you another short lesson. My name's Jill Wigmore-Welsh. I'm based in Reading in Berkshire in the UK, and I'd like to have you listen along again sometime. Take care.